Okay, taste of Rashi for the morning. Pasuk at the beginning of the parasha talks about the Bensora Mora. Ki yada ish Bensora Mora, inenu shume b'kol aviva v'kol imo v'yisru otov v'lishma aleyem. Rashi has quite a long comment on the concept of yisru otov, why we're doing this to the Bensora Mora. I'll just quote the end of it. He says, Bensora Mora ne'erag al shem sofo. Higiyat Torah l'sof da'ato, sof shemechalem amon aviva v'vakesh limudo v'ena motzeh. The Torah is judging, is saying that the Bensora Mora is ultimately killed because of his end, because we know what's going to become of him. This boy who is right now involved in stealing from his parents and using the money gluttonously to buy meat, fancy meat, like expensive meat to eat with friends who are involved in bad things. So ultimately, what's going to happen to him? He's going to run out of money. And he won't be able to get any more because he doesn't have any skills. And he's going to have to become a bandit and steal from people. Better that he should die before he reaches that fate than that he should, basically become a criminal, a lifelong criminal, and a leech on society. That's how Rashi understands what's going on over here. The Sifti Chachamim points out that there's a little bit of a difficulty because Rashi elsewhere understands that we don't necessarily judge people al shem sofo. What are we talking about? By Ishmael? By Ishmael, Rashi quotes the Midrash that says that Hashem, when he saw what was going on with Ishmael and Yitzchak, so the Malachim came and said, we see what's going to happen with this Ishmael. We see that ultimately his descendants are going to be involved with killing, or at least with allowing Bnei Israel to die in a certain gruesome death. And why shouldn't we take Ishmael out right now? And Hashem says, no, we have to judge him by Asher Hushan. These are the psukim that we read on Rosh Hashanah. So why is it that Ishmael is not judged al shem sofo? So the Sifti Chachamim offer at least two reasons. There are many reasons given, but two reasons that the Sifti Chachamim offer. Number one, that while Ishmael was involved in maybe in something bad right now, that wasn't ultimately what he was in, what his descendants were going to be involved in. In other words, there was no hint right now of what was going to become later on. He was involved in something right now, mitzachek, he was being foolish or something like that, but not necessarily with the death that was going to happen later. That's one explanation. And another explanation was that, ironically, somewhat, the Beit Din can judge al shem sofo, but Beit Din shel shemayim does not judge al shem sofo. I think intuitively people believe that it should be the opposite, but the Maharal talks about this and he explains why it makes sense this way. Yom tov, Shavua tov.